Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Master your mind is a challenge because you have to start looking at yourself differently. Mastering your mind is a lesson that you can learn, but it's helping you prepare for the lessons that you will learn in life. Mastering your mind means that you have to start with yourself. You have to change yourself and you have to evolve within yourself. You see, the reason why mastering your mind is so important, because if you master what you think, if you master how you think, if you master what you do, it all starts with the mind. And what I recognize about mastering your mind is that it's a skill to develop. It's a skill to learn. It's a skill to improve on, because as you are mastering your mind, you are learning more about yourself. As you are mastering your mind, you are turning off the negative thoughts. As you are mastering your mind, you are becoming stronger. But you're becoming stronger mentally rather than physically, because mentally you can be stronger than you can ever imagine. But mastering your mind starts with the thoughts. And understanding, when you recognize the thought that you're thinking, you can grow into greatness. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Terrell Humphrey. Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing strategy, personal development, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development tips and how you can become the best you, the best version of yourself, the best version of you as a person. And if this is your first time here, make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and engage with the comment that resonates with you the most. And comment below what resonates with you the most and how it's resonating with you. You see, mastering your mind is something that has to be learned. It's like a tool that you use. And you recognize the tool that's in your hand, you have to learn how to master this tool. Your brain is a tool. Your thoughts are tools. What you do and how you go about doing it are tools. And it's mastering yourself that will help you understand more about yourself. So let me go ahead and write this on the board. Let me go ahead and write down mastering your mind. And it's incredible to know that you can master your mind just by changing the way you think about yourself. Master your mind. Master your mind. And let me look at the comments right quick before I continue to go along with this journey, with this topic, because it means something to me to really master your mind. What I've learned while going on this journey is that it's going to be challenging to know that you can master yourself. You can improve on yourself. You can develop yourself. And it's learning what you are developing into. I remember when I was younger, my mama, who was a single mom raising three kids by herself, as she was raising three boys, the stats, the statistics, the eyes said that a woman can't raise a child into a man. And so my mama, who was raising three boys by herself, she was raising three boys, she was developing three boys, she was helping three boys personally develop within themselves. And what I've learned while growing up in a single mom household is that my mom beat the odds. My mama beat the odds because she didn't give up on us. My mama beat the odds because she was figuring it out. My mama beat the odds because she mastered her mind. You see, what I've learned about just growing up with someone who has that much drive, I start to ask myself, how can I have that much drive for myself? And so as we was growing into young men, a woman raised boys into a young man. Into young men. And what I've learned during this time is that my mama did the best she could to raise boys into men. But there's only so much a woman can teach a boy. And at some point, a young man has to learn from men. Has to learn from a man. You see, when I got older, I started to recognize that I had to be willing to challenge myself, to push myself, to inspire myself. You see, when you master your mind, you have to challenge yourself. You have to encourage yourself. You have to motivate yourself. Motivation comes and goes, but it's like riding on a hill when you go up a hill. And then all of a sudden you go down the hill because at some point you get over the hump. At some point you get over the challenge. At some point you start coasting. And see, that's the first one I want to hit on, is that when you are challenging yourself, it will be difficult. That's the first one I want to hit. It will be difficult. F-L-I-C-U-L-T. It will be difficult. And by it, I'm saying mastering your mind would be difficult because it's something that you haven't dealt with before. It's something that you haven't experienced. It's something that you really don't even fully understand. What I've learned while really understanding more about myself is that I had to be open to learning more about myself. I remember when I first committed to writing my book back in July 2022 before I got the Marine Corps. I committed to the process and I'm thinking about writing the book. I'm struggling with writing the book because I'm not a good writer. I'm not writing every single day like I need to or like I would like to, but I just have this thought. I have something in me. I have something in my mind and I would like to get this story out of my mind. And so one day I just start writing. But when I started writing, I just stopped writing because I didn't know what this story was going to go. I didn't see the importance behind it. And then one day I came across this interview and it was this guy named Andre Coleman. And he was speaking with someone and he said, man, I finished my book so I can get more speaking engagements. I finished my book so I can talk to more people around the world. And Andre Coleman is a entrepreneur who was incarcerated for a long amount of time. But when he got out, he changed his mindset. He changed himself because he mastered his mind. And when he said that he finished his book so he could start getting speaking engagements and go speak to strangers, go speak around the world, I was like, okay, I'm committed. I'm committed because I heard someone else complete something that I was working on. But the fact he said it so, and like, it wasn't even vague. It was like, he said it in a way that was so chill. When he said it, it hit me. It resonated with me. See, the challenge came from when I decided to finish my book. To finish getting on the computer, writing the book, typing the book, and finishing the book. It was a challenge for me because it was difficult. I wasn't a good writer, so I kept stopping and starting. But when I heard this gentleman say that he finished his book so he can get speaking engagements, I've learned that I was doing something wrong. Even though the work was difficult, even though writing is challenging, even though writing is complicated, how can I write to get my thought out of my head and put it onto paper and put it onto the computer? How can I take the process out of my head and take it out myself? You see, I had to learn in order to master my mind, I had to be willing to change what I thought about myself. And so as I'm doing the work, as I'm finishing the paper, typing the paper, and I'm writing the book, I write the book and I end up speaking to a publisher. The publisher that I spoke with, it was a referral because my friend who wrote her book, she got Amazon bestseller. So I'm like, I want the same results. So I called her. I called the publisher, Nora Publishing House. Shout out to Nora Publishing House who helped me publish my first book. So I called her and said, hey, I'm thinking about writing a book. And she said, okay, no problem. What kind of book would you like to write? I said, I think I want to write a book called, I think at the time it was 10 Steps to Change Your Mindset, something like that. And she was like, okay. She asked me what the concept was of the book. I'm like, really to help people become the best version of themselves just by sharing my story. Because I feel like my story has meaning behind it. So I just want to put it in the book, write it, and then put in and finish it. So she was like, okay, no problem at all. She said, well, here are my prices. She had one price that was like $4,999. I said, that's a bit, that's a lot. She had another price that was like $9,999. I said, that's still a lot. She had another one that was like maybe $15,000. The only one that I remember was the first one. It was a $4,999 fee that she was going to charge me. And so, one, the price was too much. I'm thinking, like, this is crazy. I'm about to pay this much for a book? Not only was it difficult, I had to change what I was thinking. So, yes, you have to pay this much for a book because it's your story in the book. So I have to learn how to change my mindset, how to evolve what I was thinking about myself, because even though I paid a large amount, my story's in the book, and I was ranked Amazon bestseller. And the book that was written, the book that was typed, the book that was finished, the book that was published, you guessed it, it was Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. And this book is across all the platforms. It's across Amazon. It's across Audible. It's across all platforms. You see, when you have a dream, when you have a goal, when you have a thought, you have to master your mind and recognize that it will be difficult. I remember watching this movie a long time ago. It was The Karate Kid. And in this movie, The Karate Kid, it was a great, phenomenal movie, phenomenal, amazing movie, because at the time, it was James Spielberg playing it and Jackie Chan playing it. They remade the movie. So, in this particular film, Jaden was getting bullied. Or the character that was playing The Karate Kid, he was getting bullied. He was getting bullied because he wasn't able to stand up for himself. So, then, when he get bullied and go to a new country, he's going to a new country, he can't stand up for himself. And so he's constantly getting bullied. He's constantly getting challenged. He's constantly getting pushed around. And one day, the trainer came and saved the Karate Kid's life. And when he saved his life, he was protecting the kid, because the kid could not protect himself. And so the kid got inspired by that. He got inspired by the way he was protected from an older man, which was Jackie Chan. At the time, it was, I think, Mr. Show. But the character who played Jackie Chan and the character that he played, he saved the kid who was James Smith in the Karate movie. He saved him. And when the kid got saved, he got inspired to learn how to protect himself. And when he got inspired to protect himself, he went to go looking for the right help. You see, in order to master your mind, you have to go look for the right help so you can change your mind. You see, when you in order to change your mind, you have to change your ways. And in one scene, in the beginning of the scene of the movie, like when they were getting to know one another, Jackie Chan, who was in the character of the movie of The Karate Kid, he goes into the apartment complex and he said, yeah, like the hot water's not working. I need the hot water to work because the water's too cold. So at the time, Jackie Chan, when he was the maintenance guy, and as he's the maintenance guy, he go in and say, hey, this is how you turn on the hot water. You flip the switch. This is how you turn off the hot water. You flip the switch again. And while he was in there, Jaden's mom kept saying, pick up your jacket and put it on that hook. Pick up your jacket. I'm tired of walking around and seeing your jacket. Put it on the hook. And so the maintenance guy is in the apartment complex, is listening to the mother say the same thing over and over and over and over again. And so he's listening to this. And then one day, the kid who's in The Karate Kid goes down to maintenance. Or he goes to the maintenance guy. But in this particular film, since he was already saved, since the maintenance man saved him, what happened was that he got inspired to learn how to train. So he go to the maintenance man and say, hey, I want you to train me. Can you train me to protect myself? Can you train me to fight? Can you train me? And the maintenance guy, the guy who protected the kid in the karate movie, he said no, because you might not take it serious. He said, I promise I would take it serious. I promise I would take it serious. And eventually he started training him. But the way he was training him, it looked simple. Just like in the beginning of the movie, when the mama of James Smith says, pick up your jacket and put it on a hook. The way he got trained was to learn discipline. The way he changed his mind, the way he learned his mindset was to change what he already knew. He had to build discipline, and the trainer who was training him taught him discipline. He said, I want to learn how to train. I want to learn how to fight so bad. Please train me. And he said, okay, how about this? Take your jacket off, because at the time he had a jacket on. Take your jacket off. He said, okay, took the jacket off. Now put it down. He said, okay, put it down. Now pick it up. Pick it up. He said, okay. Now put it on the hook. Okay. Now do that again. Put it on. Put it on your jacket. He said, okay. Now take off your jacket. Okay. Now put it down. Okay. Now pick it up. Okay. Now put it on the hook. So before you have to change your mind, before you master your mind, you have to learn how to get disciplined. The trainer, the coach, the person who protected him, he was teaching him discipline. If your mama tell you to do something, do it. And so he taught him, when your mama tell you, when you get home and you take off your jacket, rather than putting it on the ground, how about you just put it on the hook? And this movie was so incredible, it was so deep, it was so special, because it was a different way of training. You see, to master your mind, you have to change your mind. You have to evolve your mind. You have to grow within your mind. You have to grow your mind. See, the reason why that's so important, because if you don't develop your mind, you are going to go back to the old ways that you have to know that you can't even be disciplined. See, to master your mind, you have to learn discipline to know that you can do it over and over and over and over again. Just like in the karate movie, his mom kept telling him to pick up your jacket and put it on a hook. When he went to the trainer, he was learning discipline by picking up his jacket and putting on a hook. And see, here's the deeper lesson in this, is that as he's doing the same motion, as he's doing the same movement, as he's doing the same thing, he's learning how to defend himself without recognizing he's defending himself. Then one day he gets frustrated with doing the same exact thing, with taking the jacket off, putting it down, picking up the jacket, then putting it on the hook, then taking off the hook, put it down, put it back on, then do it all over. He was learning how to defend himself. Then one day he just got tired and he said, you're not training me how to fight. You're just training me how to waste my time. He said, okay, put your jacket on. He do it and he catches on. He said, now take your jacket off. And he do another movie and he catches on. He say, discipline. He said, now put your jacket down. He put it down. He say, discipline. He said, now pick your jacket up. Discipline. You see, sometimes you just have to get disciplined to know that you're doing something right. The whole time in the movie, and the whole time in the scene, he's teaching him how to defend himself. He's teaching him how to change his mind. He's teaching him how to master his mind. Because he kept doing the same thing over and over and over again. And he was building discipline over and over and over again. And so when the trainer grabbed his arm, he said, discipline. Keep this hand like this. Now you're learning how to defend yourself. You see, it's difficult because you're not learning to defend yourself. You can't master your mind if your mind is stuck on the same way. It's stuck on the old ways. And it was so amazing because when James Smith, the kid in the movie of the Karate Kid, as he's learning to train, he had to be disciplined. As you're changing your mindset, you have to learn how to be disciplined. As you master in your mind, you have to learn how to be disciplined. You see, what I've learned during this time is that life is going to show you and open opportunities for you. It's just up to you to seize the moment, because oftentimes the door will close right in front of you. And it's understanding that you are okay. You are on the right path. You are on the path that's going to make you better. But to get better, you have to get disciplined. And when I learned the importance of mastering your mind, I knew it was an internal thing, because it was something that I had to do for myself. And even though it's an internal thing, I have to learn how to master my mind. I have to learn how to master my mind. Because what I start to realize, start to learn over time, is that your mind is the greatest weapon that you have. Your mind is the greatest tool that you have. Your mind is always with you. And you have to constantly develop it. Because if you're not developing your mind, if you're not mastering your mind, how do you master yourself? I'm gonna take a second, read the comments right quick, and I'm gonna come back below. So, okay, excuse me. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway about discipline. You see, what stops a lot of people is that when it gets challenging, they throw in the towel. I remember when my 9th and 10th grade year, when I was playing high school football, my 9th and 10th grade year, did nobody know who I was. Nobody in the school didn't even know who I was. My close friends I was around, they just knew I played football. Like, I was on the football team. Whoop-de-doo. And I didn't make a name for myself. I didn't make plays. I didn't play. I was on the sideline the whole entire 9th and 10th grade season. I remember this one time, because my hometown in Little Rock, Arkansas, we went to a place called Fayetteville, Arkansas. But I wasn't playing during that time. I was on the sideline. And I remember it was so cold. It was freezing. At the time, I had on one jacket, then I had another jacket on, then I had a jersey, and I still was cold. And even though I was cold, I'm like, it is freezing. My brother, who was playing varsity at the time, was playing with the big dogs. He had some hand warmers. I'm like, when you go out and play, let me hold them for you. Let me hold them hand warmers for you, because my hands is cold. My arms is kind of warm, but my fingers are freezing. He was like, yeah, man, no problem. Yeah, here you go. And I held them. And so as I'm on the sideline, not playing in the game, I'm looking at the game being played, because I'm not playing the game. You see, I didn't have the opportunity to play my 9th and 10th grade year because I wasn't that good. I played junior varsity rather than varsity. And junior varsity is the lower level, and you don't play on Fridays. There's a smaller crowd, and you're not that good. I wasn't that good. So my 9th and 10th grade year, nobody knew who I was. Nobody recognized me. I was just there on the sideline. One day, I said, I'm tired of being on the sideline. I'm tired of being on the sideline. I want to get on the field one day. I want to play on the field one day. I want to play in the game one day. How can I play in the game? So my 11th and 12th grade year comes. And I have an opportunity to play my first down. And when I got the opportunity to play my first down as a linebacker, I played and gave it my all. I gave it my all because it was my opportunity to seize. It was my moment to seize. It was my time to shine. But I had to master what I thought about myself, because if I didn't see myself playing, I would have never played. If I don't see myself making plays, I would never make plays. You see, I was mastering my mind at an early age. I didn't recognize how well I was mastering my mind. So so the football season ended up starting. In my 11th grade year, I get to play a lot. I get to touch the football field a lot. I get to play on Fridays. And I take advantage of every down, every play, every opportunity. because I never wanted this opportunity to be taken away from me. Because I remember what it felt like when I was on the sideline. So every day I'm mastering my mind, I'm mastering my thoughts, and I'm mastering the actions that I take because I want to stay on the field. And every Friday, my name got called on the average of 10 times, and we played 10 games. Now my name got called a lot because I was seizing the moment, I was seizing the opportunity, and I was open to the challenge. It was difficult for me in my 9th and 10th grade year because I didn't play. My 11th grade year, I played more, but I was grateful for the opportunity. Just because I was grateful for the opportunity, I did the work. When you have an opportunity, you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to develop. You have to be willing to grow. Because as you're growing with yourself, you're mastering your mind. You see, life is going to show you that when you understand yourself, when you understand the challenge, when you understand the difficulty level that's coming to you, you can develop even more because you have to develop within yourself. You see, it will be difficult to challenge yourself because how do you challenge yourself if you don't know what you're challenging? That's when I learned that it's important to master your mind, because if you don't master your mind, people will control your mind. I say, ain't nobody gonna control my mind. Ain't nobody gonna control my mind. I wanna control my own mind. You see, life shows you that when you're on the right path, when you're on the right journey, when you're on the right, when you're in the right direction, what happens is that you have to constantly improve. I wanna take a second, read the comments right quick, see if we got any. Let me know your biggest takeaway so far on how you are mastering your mind in the comments. Let me go back to the comments. Let me read the comments right quick. You see, life happens for you rather than to you. It happens for you because it's something that you have to push to. It's something that you have to work towards. It's something that you have to grow within. Because even though it's difficult, doesn't mean it's impossible. Even though it's difficult, doesn't mean you can't master your mind. You just have to start with your mind. And if you haven't gotten the book yet, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. It's Amazon bestseller. And it will help you learn more about yourself. Go get the book now. Go purchase it. Go get it. Go read it. Excuse me. Because all it takes is a moment to read something different. All it takes is for you to have an opportunity. You create the opportunity from learning how to master your mind. Life shows you that as you are going along your journey, as you're going on the process, never be afraid of the work. Because eventually the work will pay off. I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And so far, I'm on day 15. And this challenge is so incredible because when I decided to make my mind up to do a challenge to push myself, to encourage myself, to motivate myself, I had to learn certain things that would come, certain things I didn't have would come over time because it would put me in a better position. And when I decided to do this 90-day challenge to make $100,000, it was something that I was afraid of. It was something that I was unsure of. And it's also a thing that I can see myself doing every single day. And when I made my mind up 15 days ago, in the beginning of October, I made my mind up to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And I did this so I can learn what I don't know. Because what I didn't know start coming to me when I start putting myself out there. Now, I was afraid to do the challenge because I didn't really want to talk about money. I didn't want people on the internet to look at me different. Like, now he's talking about money? Now he's talking about money? Who is this guy? And when I was afraid because I didn't want to be judged. So it took me a while to be like, it's okay to speak about money because money can either be evil, money can either be bad, money can either be good. It depends on how you are using it. If I have no ill will, if I have no thought of using the money incorrectly or using evilly, then why can't we have it? Why can't I do this challenge? Why can't I start speaking about it? So that's what I did. I start to speak about it. And when I start to put myself out there, I was receiving information that I wasn't even searching for. But it helped me because I put myself out there. I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000, and I have never even made $100,000. I haven't made it. Like, I haven't worked for it. And what I've learned is that it's a process behind the journey. It's a process to get to the level. But in order to get to that level, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to encourage yourself. You have to be willing to motivate yourself, because you have to know that it will be difficult. Because if it's easy, everyone would be doing it. But since it's not, everyone's not doing it. You see, what I've learned during this process, during this 90-day challenge to make $100,000, is that there are lessons to learn every day you show up. There's a different lesson. Every day you improve, there's a different lesson. Every day you show up, there's a new lesson. The last lesson that I received was to look at the camera rather than keep looking down at the camera, because it just looks bad. But I didn't recognize how bad it looked until it got pointed out to me. And it taught me that even though I'm doing this challenge, even though I have a podcast, even though I'm helping entrepreneurs start their podcast so they can start sharing their message with the world, I have to be aware of how I'm showing up. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to be aware of how you are showing up. Next point. Be aware of how you show up. Aware of how you show up. Be aware of how you show up. I'm going to read the comments 1 second, and I'm going to come back to point number 2, be aware of how you show up. Okay, let me know in the comments below, what is your biggest takeaway so far on how to master your mind? Make sure you go get the book, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. It's an Amazon bestseller. Make sure you go get that book, make sure you go read it. And once you get done reading it, make sure you leave it a review. You see, when you are aware of how you show up, you have to know you only get better when you do it more often. I saw this video a couple weeks ago, and it said, the question was, is quality, is the amount of times you do something different than the quality? How good it looks, how well it sounds, how well it's produced. And in the conversation, in the debate, it said quality or quantity beats quality, because eventually you will have some quality within the quantity. Eventually, let me break it down a little bit further. Eventually, the more you do something, the better you will get. Until you do something, you don't get better. It's the amount of time you're willing to do it embarrassingly. It's the amount of time that you have to do it when you're unsure. It's the amount of time it's the amount of time you do things when you lack confidence. And I learned, after producing 893 podcast episodes, I've learned that you have to master a skill before the skills become second nature. And it took me a long time, it took me 893 podcast episodes to understand that. But I produced so much episodes, so much content, so many different videos. I have the concept of what I'm doing, because it took me 893 podcast episodes. Why is that important? Because the more you do one thing, the more you focus on one thing, the more you improve on one thing, you get better. You develop a skill, because the skill was coming from the one thing. So the more you focus on one thing, the more you get up every day and do this one thing, the more you get up and pay attention to this one thing, not only are you paying attention to it, you're improving yourself. There was a guy named Mr. Beast, and he was speaking about like video creation. He said for the first 100 videos, you are not going to be good. And for the first 100 videos, no one's going to watch you because you don't know what you're doing. And when he said that, I'm like, oh, that's different. That's some good information, but what does that even mean? He proceeds to say, when you start doing 100 videos, just change one thing every video. And I'm like, what is the, why? There's a commercial with Will Ferrell, and he'd be like, why? Why? Because when you start something new, you're not going to be so great at it because it's something new that's being introduced to you. And when I start to pay attention to that, I stop counting to 100. I'm like, how far can I get so I can just be better? I want to be better. I want to challenge myself. I want to face the difficulty. I just want to be good. And it took me a long time to be good because I had to learn how to become good. After producing 893 podcast episodes, I became good, but I'm getting better over time. Because it's not just about podcasting now. It's not just about creating content now. It's not just about just bringing value now. Because now I have to bring value consistently and not learn business. Because as I'm learning business, I have to be aware of how I show up. Why am I showing up a particular way? Why am I speaking the way I'm speaking? Why am I sharing the stories that I've experienced? Because since I'm aware of myself, this is not a marketing video, but since I'm aware of myself, I can market myself. You see, when you develop personally, you have to be willing to master your mind. You have to be willing to challenge your mind. You have to be willing to challenge your thoughts. I had to learn how to challenge my thoughts because my thoughts wasn't getting me far. My mindset wasn't getting me further. My experience was only so limited. Because I didn't have the quality, I didn't have the quantity to back up the quality. See, that's so important. That's so important because here's what happened. Here's what happens. I'm searching to find what good is. I'm looking for the opportunity. I'm looking to see how well am I getting. Am I even improving? So I have to learn how to pay attention to the small wins. The small wins showed me, it taught me that even though you don't know what you're doing, keep doing it because eventually you learn what you're doing. Excuse me. I'm like, well, sounds good to me. So that's what I did. I kept showing up. The quality of podcast episodes that the number of podcast episodes that I produce, which is 893 podcast episodes, wasn't easy to get there. I had to get up every day and produce and produce and produce and produce when nothing came from that. Excuse me. You see, nothing came from that because I didn't understand business. And I was lacking in that area because I wasn't aware of myself. I wasn't even aware that it's a thing. Like, I didn't see the value of it. I just thought, I'm going to continue to produce. And hopefully something comes from that. Hopefully something comes from that. You see, I was watching this video and he's got about this guy named Alex Hormozi. And he said, if you want people to follow you, if you want to have a successful business, go do something and then talk about what you just did. So I'm like, that is a great idea. So I started a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 in 90 days. Because I want to do something, then I want to start talking about what I'm doing. Because I'm building credibility. I'm bringing people along the journey to see behind the scenes, to see the film that can be created from this. Because the film that's created from the journey of me going from $0 to $100,000 will be called Starting with a Dream. You see, you have to start with the dream to know that your dream can come reality. But you have to do something for your dream to know that your dream was hard work. Now, it's completely different to read about a dream. Because in order to read a dream, you have to pick up a book and just read. The reason why that's different, the reason why that's challenging, the reason why that's overwhelming is because you have to be the one to write your own story. When I was writing the book, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset, make sure you go get it because it's an Amazon bestseller. As I'm writing this book, it was difficult for me because it was something that I wasn't sure of. I wasn't aware of how much time it took, how much words I needed to type, how many times I had to go over it. I remember one time my publisher that I was working with, one day she sent me a message. She was like, "What's your middle name?" And I say, "Cornelius." She say, "Okay." And she ended up sending me a message. I remember this message to this day. And she said, "Terrell Blank Humphrey." She didn't say blank, she didn't cuss. She said my middle name. Go finish the paper. Go finish the paper. What I didn't recognize is that I responded so quickly. I'm like, my mama only talked to me like that. You ain't my mama. And when I made that statement, I didn't recognize that she was holding me accountable. I didn't recognize that even though the work was hard, when you pay someone they're reliable to hold you accountable. So when I said that out of my feelings being hurt, I missed what she was doing. I missed that she was encouraging me. I missed that she was motivating me. I missed the lesson because my feelings was hurt. And when I missed the lesson, a couple days later after that, I said, I apologize for that. Because I responded in a way that I shouldn't have responded. When all you were doing was helping me. Now, when you are aware of how you show up, you can recognize your wrongdoing. Because you're not always right. I'm not always right. But I have to learn that I'm not always right. Which is absolutely okay. Which is not the end of the world, it's the beginning of the world, because the beginning of the world is a new opportunity. You see, I have different ways to give out my message, to give out my story, and to share different experiences that I've been through. Because in order to have success, in order to have experience, in order to have stories, you have to be willing to go do something. I am willing to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 when I haven't even made a dollar. Because I want to push myself, I want to encourage myself, I want to motivate myself. And I also want to help others at some point go from a $0 to their first $1,000. But I only want to do that because I'm doing it for myself. I'm aware of how I'm showing up, because how I show up matters more, because people are going to resonate with it. But first, you have to master your mind. Your mind is a tool. I can't write on this board with no marker. I can't use this tool to write what I'm saying. I have to use the tool like it's meant to be used. Because if I can't write on this board, I can't see on the board. If I can't see on the board, I'm not using the tool. I'm in this business management course, and the professor he explains that we all have different tools. We all have different things that we can use at different times. We just don't know how to go about using it because we're not skilled, we're not trained, and we don't understand it. Like, you have a skill, you have the tool, so why not use the tool? Because different times calls for different tools. Now, since I'm writing on the board, I'm using a marker to write on the board. As I'm writing on the board, there's words on the board. Now, since there are words on the board, I have to use the eraser that's on this marker to erase the board or get a napkin to erase the board. There's different tools for different things. And until you master your mind, you are only going to use one tool for everything. What I recognized a half a decade ago when I picked up my phone and started recording for my first time. When I made episode number one. I was nervous. I was scared. I was intimidated. Because I didn't know what to talk about. At that time, the only thing that I've done was just join the Marine Corps. And at that time, the second thing I've done was just purchase a house when I was at a young age. I believe I was 21 when we purchased the house. But what I didn't recognize was that I was completing and becoming successful without even knowing what success looked like. And when as I got older, I was like, oh, what all have you done? I remember one day I was talking to my mama on the phone. I said, Mama, you ever just thought about like what all you've done? Because I'm always bragging about it. Like you got 9 degrees. Like you have 9 different degrees. You sat in so many different classes and you have 9 different degrees. And I just asked like, Mama, you ever just thought about how much you've done? How much you completed? How much success you have? And as I'm asking these questions, I'm asking myself that same question. Then I got to write them down. I'm like, okay, so what all have I completed? At the age of 21, I purchased my first house. At the age of 21, I was married. At the age of 19, I joined the Marine Corps. At the age of 23, I got out the Marine Corps. At the age of 23, I got divorced. At the age of 23, I wrote a book. At the age of 24, I moved from San Diego back to California. So I left my home side, not San Diego back to California, but back to Arkansas. I left my small town. I left my small hometown. And at the age of 25, I've been to countless amounts of events, conferences. I've done virtual events, virtual masterminds, and I've been speaking. But it started a half a decade ago when I was finding myself. You see, when I was finding myself, I was learning myself. Because the only thing that I had was to talk. The only thing that I had to do was to speak. The only thing that I was doing was communicating. And at the time, I didn't recognize I was building a skill because now I have different tools, I have different stories, I have different experiences that I can share. Because I developed myself. Because I mastered my mind. And now I'm working on a documentary called Starting With a Dream. You don't have a dream. You are the dream. So become the dream. I have to tell myself to become the dream because I am the dream. Martin Luther King, he did a phenomenal speech. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did a speech. It was called I Have a Dream. In reality, he was saying he had the dream. And what I've learned is that you have to have a dream for yourself to know your dream can come true. And when I start to really pay attention to what he was saying and how he was saying it, how he said it made sense because what he said came from experience. I remember watching the first cartoon of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this first cartoon, it shows when he was a kid, when he go back in time, when he's finding himself, when he's learning himself. Then it shows when he go to college, when he start speaking, when he get his ministry degree, when he start preaching, when he start teaching, and he start speaking around the world. But it came from a dream. The speech, I have a dream speech. Everyone knows the dream because he spoke the dream. When you have a dream, speak your dream. When I've learned that you have to be aware of how you show up, you have to know that you can accomplish your dream. It is understanding that your dream can come true. And as I'm sharing this, I just recognize that Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. And then my documentary is Starting With a Dream. Because you have to start with the dream to have a dream. Then when you have a dream, you have to do the work to make the dream come true. Because life is going to show you that you're doing the right thing. Life is going to show you you're doing a thing that needs to be different. You're doing a thing that needs to be changed. But in order to be good, you have to start with your dream. You see, when you master your mind, you have to encourage yourself that you can do it. Doing it is going to be challenging. Doing it is going to be difficult. Doing it is going to be overwhelming. But so is not doing it. Not pushing yourself. Not challenging yourself. Jim Rowan said in one of his videos, he said, if you think trying is expensive, just wait till you don't try, because you still get a bill. You still get a bill. See, one thing that happens with people who are chasing their dreams is that they never stop imagining. They never stop dreaming. They never stop doing the work. Today was a hard day for me. And it was a hard day for me because I just wasn't in the mood. And I had to type a paper, okay? This paper, it's only 2 pages. Excuse me, but I have 3 assignments with 2 pages. Hello, excuse me. I'm writing a paper right now that's due next week, but I have 3 assignments with the same criteria. And so today I'm doing my homework. I'm stressing out because it's taking all day just to write 2 pages. There's only 6 paragraphs, 3 paragraphs on one and 3 paragraphs on another. But I'm taking forever because I'm getting I'm not in the zone. I'm trying to get in the zone, I'm trying to figure out the zone. But I can't get in the zone. Do-do-do, auto zone. But I can't get in the zone. And so what I'm trying to do is that I'm doing the work, but I'm also doing the work and I'm stopping doing the work. So now rather than the assignment taking me 2 hours, it probably took me like 4.5 hours. And I'm still not done. Because I kept stopping. I kept stopping. You see, when you have a dream, you have to stop sometimes to recollect your thoughts to know if this dream is actually a reality. To see, to recognize if this dream is worth pursuing. To notice if this dream is your dream. See, when you become aware of how you show up more often. See, that's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to show up consistently. Let me write that down. 3, show up consistently. T-L-Y. Show up consistently. You see, the reason why you have to show up consistently, because the first time you show up, it cannot be your last time you show up. I was in this history class, and we was going over Marcus Garvey, and as we're going over Marcus Garvey, we watching documentary, watching a video, watching his history, watching his previous success, and there was one quote that said, "The pen, like the pen that you write on the paper, the pen is mightier than a sword." I said, ooh. The pen, like how you write, what you write with, is mightier than a sword. Because it speaks volume. It speaks volume when you're able to write and use your mind. You see, to master your mind, you have to be willing to use your mind. So Marcus Garvey did the same thing as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he went around the world and bringing life to others. And as he's bringing life to others, he's showing you can pursue your dream as well. And what I've learned during that time, during that class, is that all these people that have success has a documentary. All these people who had success, they started with the dream. All these people who are known for success, they started with the work. When they started with the work, they didn't stop at the work. They was consistent. Because one day, we're going to be speaking about their history. One day, we're going to be speaking about their success. One day, we're going to recognize how far they came. because they didn't stop showing up for themselves. There's another actor called, or there's an actor called Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey is a phenomenal actor. He's a phenomenal comedian. He's a phenomenal person. And one day he was winning an award from his previous success. But before the success, Jim Carrey was a nobody. But see, you have to be a nobody long enough before people start recognizing your work, before people start recognizing you, before people start recognizing your impact. You have to be a nobody to start impacting yourself. Because your dream is in your mind. And until you master your mind, your dream is going to stay in your mind. Because what happens a long time in life and throughout life is that change only happens when you learn how to master your mind and shift what you're thinking about yourself. And if you haven't got the book of Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset, go to Amazon.com because it's the Amazon bestseller. Because this book is going to help you learn more about yourself. You see, when you master your mind, just know it's going to be difficult. Now, let me read the comments right quick. Let me pause for a moment and read the comments. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far on how you're going to start mastering your mind. You see, life rewards those who's willing to work. Life is valued by those who has a dream. And a dream only come true when one is willing to work towards it. I remember this one time when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and there's this mountain called the Pinnacle Mountain. And so what the Pinnacle Mountain is they have different ways to get up the mountain. They have different trails to climb it. And so one day I just went to go up there because I wanted to run the trail. I wanted to run and go all the way up to the top of the mountain and just look down. I wanted to go run this mountain. And so when I get to Pinnacle Mountain, I was on the other side of the mountain. So I'm looking for, like, where's this trail? Where's the roadmap? Like, where do I go from here? And so I park my car, put my car in park, get out the car. I'm not walking. Like, maybe I can walk and see it from over here. Maybe I can walk and see it from this distance. Maybe I can, someone would help me if I get out the car. And so as I'm walking up the steps and I get to a certain place, I'm like, this is not the place that I was looking for because this one is too easy. This one is too easy because it has maybe 10 steps. And as I'm going up the steps, they're not even that steep. So as I get to the top, I'm just looking. I see water, I see land, and I see birds just flying. So I'm like, maybe I'm in the wrong area. Maybe I'm in the wrong area. So as I'm in this area, I'm like, okay, where's this mountain at? Then I happen to run into a couple. And this couple are phenomenal people, are amazing people, are astounding people. And so we end up having a conversation. Like, they was looking for the same place I was looking for. Rather than us finding the right place, we found the right people. And so as we're communicating with one another, we're talking, getting to know one another. They've been married for 40 plus years. They're together. They're exercising. They're having fun. They're enjoying each other. So I'm just asking, like, what does it take to get there? What does it take to get to happiness like you have? And they say it takes hard work because you have to keep showing up. Oh, so you have to keep showing up in everything you do. They say yes, because if you don't keep showing up, you will never be successful. If you don't act on your dreams will never come true. If you don't have a dream, you can never impact the next person. And I learned at that moment that consistency is so important, because the more you show up, the more you show up, the more impact you can make. See, when you master your mind, you have to master yourself first before you can go help others. When you're mastering your mind, you have to know that it's going to be challenging, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be overwhelming. But just because it's difficult, overwhelming, and challenging doesn't mean it's the end of the world. What it means is that it's the beginning of a new world, because you have to be aware of how you show up. The way you show up matters. So don't take it lightly on how you show up. Take it even more personal on how you can show up. And once you recognize how you are showing up, keep showing up. There's a saying that once you get in business, stay in business, because it's something that you don't know. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start mastering your mind and the biggest thing that you got from this video. If you're listening to this, make sure you leave a podcast review. Leave a podcast testimonial if this episode has touched you in a way that will help you master your mind, because your mind can be mastered if you're willing to challenge yourself. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes a dream to know that you can make a difference for other people's lives. And as you make a difference for other people's lives, just know you are bettering yourself. So don't be afraid of it. Grow into it. Develop it. And master your mind. And don't forget, go get the copy, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. It's Amazon's bestseller. Go to Amazon.com and get your copy today. I appreciate y'all. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start mastering your mind. I appreciate y'all.